I am going to do the dishes real quick. Yes, my Twitch is on. I know. Oh, hi. Hi, Cat. Hi, Ayame. What you doing? Well, I am looking at chat. So if you guys write here, then I will be able to read whatever you guys are talking about. Yeah. Ken, are you guys hearing it? Okay, great. Hi. So just chat here. Get in the space. Yeah, get in the space. I put the cats as well. You guys think of anything whenever you guys do the dishes? I'm like, never do the dishes. I'm usually like brain empty, or it's either. I think about what I need to do for the day because I usually do the dishes in the morning. I usually do not procrastinate this hard and leave everything till night, but it went pretty bad today. Well, not only today, but yesterday too. I've been having this, oh my God, I live like a human arc for like a whole week last week. And I woke up at literally at like 8 to 8:30, and I would function like a normal human being. But this week, I am still waking up sort of early enough, but I still woke up around like 9, which is not as productive as last week. So I'm trying to go back to last week's sleep schedule, but I guess it just doesn't work that way. I think about how much I hate washing dishes. Well, you've been waking up early. Your night owl arc is slowly fading away. Actually, true. I'm kind of proud of myself, actually. But it's kind of scary. No, I'm like not gonna lie. It's kind of scary because I tried so hard to fix that sleep schedule for a long time. Like, I'm not even kidding. But then I just woke up one day and I just started having like a more human sleep schedule, and it's actually sort of terrifying. Am I gonna die? You know what they say? If people do something that they didn't used to do, it means that they're near death or something. So I'm like, I'm too young to die, though. Only 10,000 years old. No, cat, just thought you're. I know. That only works if it's a massive change. You're determined to make this wish true. Actually, not really. But yeah, let's put it that way. I feel sleep schedules somewhat fix themselves when getting super busy. Ah, that too. I've been really, really, really busy ever since I came back from Korea. So now nah, you won't die just yet. You still have to get our 20-year badges. Actually, so true. Can you guys hear like all the stuff clanking and clicking every? Oh I heard them destroying something right now. Wait. What did you do? No, I heard the cats destroy something just now. So what did you destroy? Huh? Oh god, it's the Buddha. Hey, if you destroy Buddha, it's bad luck. Huh? Cats! Well, not they destroyed it, they knocked it off. So I just put it back. Seven years of bad luck incoming, though. Well, they didn't knock off the Buddha itself. They knocked off, like, the plate right next to it. So, I hope not! Oh, I made corn cheese earlier today because I was craving it so much. That was one of the best corn cheese I've ever made in my whole life. I'm so sad you guys weren't able to try it. Like, it was actually so good. Corn cheese, what is that? So basically, if you hear the recipe, you can understand. But you have corn, you put a little bit of onion in it, you put a bunch of mayo, and then you just stir fry it, and then you just put like a bunch of mozzarella cheese on the top, and then you eat it like that. With a hint of parsley. And trust me, it is one of the best dishes I can make, and it never fails to bring me happiness. So you should look up corn cheese recipe. I actually believe that you're a pro at corn cheese. I actually am, yes. That sounds pretty good. It is good. You can't trust me. Okay, time for... I just took out the dishes from the dishwasher. It is actually time to do the dishes. It might be a bit loud, so... be careful. I've had so much mayo lately. Me too! There's just like this phase where you just want to have so much mayo. I don't know if you kind of agree or understand what I'm saying. But you just want to, like, put a bunch of mayo in every stuff you eat. And, like, butter face, too. For me, I have a mayo face and a butter face. I'm not gonna lie, I'm slowly running out of stuff to talk about. We talk too much today. Butter and mayo is like the best combination, yes. Wait, you got sardine cravings? I do like sardines, but I never get. I don't like it that much to have a craving for it. No, so the screen dies out too quickly. Got it. I guess you can prepare some for Valentine's then. I'm thinking of making something else for Valentine's. I'm pretty sure you guys will be super, like, interested into it. Like, I saw this super cute recipe on YouTube the other day, and it looks pretty simple, so... I think I can try making it without making a huge mess. But I saw this tiny-shaped strawberry brownie sort of recipe. I can't really explain it with words. You'll know it if you've seen it. You guys have any plans for Valentine's? Anything you want to make? Anything you want to receive? Did pretty well last time. Not much of a mess. Oh, for last Valentine's, the chocolate covered strawberries? It was tons and tons and tons of mess, actually. Just didn't show on stream. Well, then I'll ask you this way. Anything you want to give me? I choked on my saliva. If your Tony allows us, we would love to join your stream. Only plans are to buy discount candy after Valentine's Day. Oh, so relatable. Yeah. Dildos mostly. Appreciate dildos, I would really appreciate it. Why not? It helps me pay my rent. Yep. And pay my tuition. Yep. But I keep forgetting to take it with me when I go out. Oh. That's for White Day, Tonya. Nice try. Oh, right. There was also stuff called White Day. Do I also send you Valentine's cards? Oh, they would be really sweet. Like, I honestly do not remember understand the concept of Valentine's and White Day, because, like, man, just make it into one day. There's too much days to keep track of. Like, come on. Like, also, the cats are hyperactive right now. They're like around. Valentine's Day is only for girls. White Day is answering their prayers. Oh. Answering their prayers. That's a cute way to put it, I guess. Please should instead give us something for the day. Okay, well. I'll think of making something for you guys on stream so that you guys can all share. But in America, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been a while since it started not mattering in other places too.
Really cares about like which day it is and like. Unless there isn't really White Day either. Makes sense. Let's see. Cats, no. Please do not. after I started having pets with me in like my house living together, because when I was in Korea, I did not have any pets because my parents were like, you know, it's too sad when they have to, you know, they have shorter lives than humans anyways, right? So they're like, it's gonna be too sad to see them go. So we never had like pets aside from fish, I think. But after I started like actually living with pets at home, like it's so nice. I love it. I love their company. And like whenever Feeders isn't home, like I still am not like alone, you know, I still have some sort of company. Well, they still cannot, you know, talk or anything, but still it's a lot different. And also, I worry so much about them eating stuff that they should not eat. They're super curious about everything that's outside. So, like, they start eating whatever's there, and I'm like, ugh. Still pay, like, extra attention because they eat so much stuff. But still, like, they just start looking on the ground when I see nothing, and that really, really freaks me out. Pets are always nice to have around. Oh, yeah. So true. My brother got a puppy a couple months ago, and boy, we're learning. Oh, yeah. Doesn't puppies also go on a walk? Because at least cats don't go on a walk. I assume it's a lot more to learn, like, both the puppy and also you. And they tend to run away if you say, what do you have in there? Oh, yeah, so true. You're like super worried and like, you know, I'm not trying to make you spit it out. You know, just tell me what you're doing. Let me run the dishwasher, take trash out, and then we'll be fine. Give me a sec. Housework is actually a bit relaxing. Like, I honestly thought it was. I get lazy. I will admit, I do get lazy, but I do understand why some people say, like, housework chores are a bit relaxing. You can turn your brain off, literally. Like, is there any, like, favorite type of chores you guys would like to do? If you ever get to live, like, together with me, right? Like, this, I want to take care of this. Folding clothes after washing. Oh, I like that actually. Yeah. That's good. I actually do like washing dishes and doing laundry. Yeah, right, exactly. Does cooking count? Oh yeah, cooking definitely counts. Oh, are you gonna cook for me? That would be nice. Because I cannot cook. I'm a really bad cook. Like to clean up dust. It's oddly relaxing to see and make the lines. True, true, true. Okay. I'm gonna go and take trash out now. River part is to reorganize my plushies and vacuum them. I usually lint roll them. I don't really vacuum plushies, but I do understand what you mean. Don't get lost. Don't worry. Think I had another box that I was going to recycle. I think it was this one. Question mark. Probably. I will cook for you 3 days. Choose the ones you want to try. Sunday we eat outside. True, 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 true. We can hear you through Twitch, and I was so confused. Yeah, I'm in my room right now. Oh. Was gonna bring a box outside. I can't believe I still have to finish an essay. Time I've been doing my chores right now? How many minutes I've been doing this? I know, like, there are some VTubers who do like a cleaning stream, and I'm like, but if I clean like places that are not my room, how am I supposed to even listen to it? Like, I would love to do it. It's a really nice, like, I get bored while I clean anyways. So tell them I'm cleaning, and that'll do the Twitter space right now. It's been almost 30 minutes. Holy shit. I need to go to sleep on a reasonable human time, though. So I just wake up early and start a stream early tomorrow? I think that seems like the most reasonable option here, because I don't want to fuck up my sleep schedule right now. I mean, we went over whatever you have to read today, so we can just go over it like again tomorrow real quick, and then we can actually like start writing the essay, because the essay itself is not really long. Like, it doesn't have to be long. But the professor was like, it has to be in a formal like formal you know, the three paragraph, but it doesn't have to be three paragraphs, but it has to have like the introduction, body, and the conclusion, like sort of form. Yeah. Not in like an MLA format or nothing. I mean, not in that sort of like a research paper sort of essay. So it's not a lot to write, honestly. We'll see. I'll take fresh out and then come back and then see if I can figure it out real quickly. Well, you don't really need a stream. It'll make it easier to write down, probably. Up to you. Oh, yeah. That too. We'll see. Yeah, just like basic essay form. Yes. If you're wondering what I'm doing right now, I'm just collapsing box six so that I can take it out. I'm okay with that as long as you buckle up and finish tomorrow. Oh, yeah. It's due tomorrow. And I gotta finish it before I leave, so. Okay. Boxes. I need to come back again. So give me like 5 minutes. I'll be out and back and out and back, but I don't want to bring my phone everywhere. Hey. Good for workout and very therapeutic. Wait, breaking down boxes? I don't think I can agree with that, but okay. I guess it is still winter. It's pretty cold outside. Go to Twitter and click on her face.
Click on her face. Yeah, click on my face. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's about 50 degrees, probably. It is cold! Hi. I'm back. Oh, God. It is cold. And it was a...
Welcome back, Blaze. Okay.
Hi. Actually, I'll go back to my room so you guys can see me properly. So, I will end the Twitter space because I am here now. Twitter space? Oh, got it. How do I end it? Oh, bye! Bye on Twitter!